26 Palestinians have been released from Israeli prisons. However, thousands of Palestinians remain in Israeli detention centres. 21 prisoners are expected to head to the occupied West Bank, and the other five will return to the Gaza Strip. They are the second group of prisoners that have been released since August. Israel approved the prisoner release under the terms of the renewed US brokered talks with the Palestinians. Tel Aviv agreed to release 104 Palestinian prisoners in stages following the start of the negotiations on July 3rd. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, author and journalist. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Glenn, first of all, how serious and genuine do you think this move is to release the prisoners?
Well, we have to remember, with anything that Israel is involved in, it's an issue of perception management. You used the phrase publicity stunt earlier in the news broadcast, and I think that's exactly what this is. So a few dozen Palestinian prisoners are going to be released out of the thousands that are being held, including several hundred children. Many of them have been held without charges. Many of them are completely innocent of having done anything. And so, you know, this is what Israel does in order to manage this perception before the eyes of the world that she is a nation of laws and that she is able to abide by the same types of human rights laws that have been handed down over the centuries, particularly with quote-unquote Western countries. But at the end of the day, it is just a publicity stunt. And what Israel will more likely than not do, which is what she always does, is that she'll blow something up. She'll detonate a bomb in a pizzeria in Tel Aviv or any of these other places in order to, alter that perception before the eyes of the world to say, see, poor little Israel, we let these Palestinians go, and look how they reward us by killing our people in coffee shops and pizzerias. So yes, it is a publicity stunt, and it's aimed at managing perception in her favor.
But I mean, 26 released, but what about the thousands of others which are who are still in incarceration?
Yes, absolutely. And as I said earlier, many, if not most of them, without even being charged with a crime, which, of course, is a violation of several international laws, including what has been handed down at Geneva. And so, yes, you have many people who are literally rotting away in prison for having done nothing, with no charges pending on them. You know, Israel It's one of these things that historians are going to look back on, and they're going to say, how was it possible for a nation, a lawless nation like this, to continue behaving in this fashion and at the same time being able to hoodwink the entire world into thinking that she is a nation of human rights and a nation of laws?
And of course, is there any organization, any international body that can intervene?
Well, as far as intervening, I don't know that that anyone really has the clout to twist the arm of the United States, because essentially that is who is bankrolling Israel and who is providing her with the political protection at the United Nations and at other international levels. At this point, I think that the only thing that has to be done, that can be done, is to continue to shed light on this. You know, as I said, perception management is a very important thing necessary for Israel to continue to exist on the world stage. And as long as there are outlets such as Press TV and others who are constantly shining the light on this type of criminality, it does put pressure on Israel. It puts pressure on the United States to put pressure on Israel. And as we have been witnessing now, particularly over the course of the last 2 months, that pressure does equate to real-life political action. So I think that the only thing that we can do is what is being done, which is to continually shed the light of truth on this situation.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks, sir, to Mark Lynn, author and journalist from Idaho. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.